Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
This is the last call here for the Moist line. It's going to be tomorrow. 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86, or use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app and just let loose on whatever's making you crazy about life in California. There's endless possibilities there. We've had John Eastman on the show many times. He has been the dean of the law school at Chapman University, constitutional scholar. He would be on our show many times to discuss Supreme Court decisions. He helped us out with election coverage. And then suddenly he was at the center of the biggest storm in the world when after the election, Biden defeats Trump, and he's been described as the architect of the legal theory that Trump could remain as president. This theory was to pressure Mike Pence to keep to give the election to Trump during that certification proceeding. And also he's been he wasn't charged in that. He was an unindicted co-conspirator. He was indicted in Georgia over interference in that election. Now he's getting his law license stripped from him. It happened yesterday. Judge in California, and we're going to have John Eastman on to talk about all this, and I'm sure refute much of it. John, welcome. How are you? John Eastman, you there?
I'm here. Sorry about that. It's been a while. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine. Hey, this is not looking good here. You're going to lose your law license in California over all the trouble you've gotten into with the Trump election.
Well, I really need to clarify something you said. I didn't ask Vice President Pence to simply gavel Trump reelected. We urged him to accept requests from hundreds of state legislators to give them a week to 10 days now that they were back in session to assess the impact of what they all acknowledged was illegal conduct in the election and to see if it had an impact on the results. And if it did, to make sure the proper winner was certified. If it did not, the memo I actually prepared said Biden wins. So this was, you know, you're accepting the New York Times skewed narrative of what the advice was. It was not to simply gavel Trump elected to keep in office despite a loss. It was to challenge the legitimacy of the election and to try and determine who actually won when you got rid of illegal votes.
Well, I guess this is the whole nub of the legal dispute that Trump is dealing with. that, like in Georgia, I heard his lawyers today were talking about the free expression, freedom of speech. He was expressing his opinion on the election. That is different than interfering with an election.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, we've got a long history. I mean, Hillary Clinton continues to insist that the election in 2016 was stolen from her. I haven't seen anybody moving to get her bar license stripped or bring criminal charges against her for those clearly false statements. There was much less challenge of the facts of that case than there was here. I mean, but she continues to insist on this completely made up story that her campaign funded about a Russia fake collusion story. And nobody's gone after them because, you know, for making those clearly false statements. And yet they're going after those of us who are with well-supported arguments and actual evidence of election illegality, raising questions about the legitimacy of the election. This is what the First Amendment protects more than anything else.
Well, all right, then, look, criminally prosecuted. I'm not going to be able to compete with you. You're a constitutional scholar. But I am wondering why the judge in this case, Yvette Roland, who is stripping your law license, said you misrepresented facts in lawsuits regarding the election results. You acted dishonestly. You had a wild theory. You exhibited gross negligence in making false statements about the election without conducting any meaningful investigation or verification of the information. You breached your ethical duty as an attorney to prioritize honesty and integrity.
Did you watch any of the 10-week trial?
The trial lasted 10 weeks.
It was the longest and most expensive in history, is what one commentator suggested, and I think that's probably right. What she doesn't quote in that 128-page opinion is all of the evidence we put in that contradicted that. What we have here are disputes about facts. So, for example, it was clearly illegal in Wisconsin for the Secretary of State to bar the statutorily required bipartisan teams from being in nursing homes before people could harvest ballots out of the nursing homes. That was illegal. We know for a fact that it opened the door for fraud and that people walked through that door because nursing home turnout rates went on the historic average of 20-30% to nearly 100%, and many of the ballots were in the same handwriting.
But why does the judge think you ought to lose your license, your law license?
Well, because she's accepting a false narrative. Look, she's a Democrat donor. She's a Democrat-appointed judge, and she's accepting the government's claims that are patently false as if they're true. You guys, more than anybody, ought to understand that when the government speaks, whether it's on COVID or vaccine mandates or masks or CRT, you ought to understand that the government doesn't always tell the truth.
I'm just asking questions. I'm trying to understand. You are very forceful about your positions, and it seems like you stand, if not alone, it's not a very well populated island. I mean, cases were brought, and we've gone through this before. 40,
I know, but millions and millions of Americans that hold the same views on this. Look, what we all saw with our own eyes was at the very least illegality and gross irregularity in the conduct of the election. And people that are raising that and saying we got a problem here being criminally and prosecuted for it. This is a serious problem.
All right, is the whole system in America corrupt? In all the states, the governments, the elections, the whole thing is corrupt. The judges,
I've not said that. This court proceeding was a sham, and if you watched the 10 weeks or read, you know, one of the best reporters who did a day to day coverage, wall to wall coverage of it, was with the Arizona Sun Times, Rachel Alexander. Read her pieces on this. You don't have to take my word for it. This is a reporter that was there watching and just was stunned about what was happening. And I'll give you another example. I had an expert, one of the leading CPA does forensic audits of Fortune 500 companies, who published a book on the forensic audit of the election, said these elections should not have been certified. The judge prohibited that witness from testifying, prohibited his report from being entered into evidence because it was not published till January 2023, long after I could have relied on it.
The judge, Yvette Roland,
is based on the very evidence that I had before me.
Accuse you of moral turpitude. Moral turpitude for the dubious strategy of trying to influence Pence to take unilateral action.
Come on.
I'm just reading what she wrote.
I know what she wrote. think about going behind what she wrote and look at whether it's legitimate or not. The notion that it's moral turpitude to question an election and exercise First Amendment rights, the free speech, to petition the government for redress of grievances. Are you guys taking a position?
John, nobody's. I'm not taking a position. I just know that the listeners, the audience, doesn't really know what this is about. You're very well known. So when they hear John Eastman is getting his law license stripped, they figure you've done something really horrible. It's very rare that somebody loses their law license.
That's the point. This is unprecedented what happened with this trial. And it's based on forcing people to accept a government narrative that is patently false. And if you don't bend your knee to it, they're going to destroy you. This is Orwellian. This is authoritarianism. And you guys are kind of libertarian side of this thing. You ought to understand and be really incensed about what's going on.
I am very fascinated by the idea that even if you have a crackpot theory, even if you have a wrong theory, is it actually illegal to push that theory in public, or you're accused of election interference, or you get your law license stripped? I think Trump legitimately lost the election. All right. But I do know,
I disagree with that. Are we going to criminalize that?
That's where I understand where you're coming from. I think he lost it. You think he didn't lose it? But why is it that your belief has been transformed from an opinion into a crime? I think there's a lot of people who don't understand that. You have the right to be wrong. You have the right to have a nutty theory. Why has this become a crime for you and other people involved in this case?
Well, that's enough. And, you know, and I'll push back that it wasn't a nutty theory and I wasn't wrong. But
I'm saying theoretically. Right, a lot of people have nutty theories. A lot of people are wrong. You say things publicly and now it becomes a crime. And that's where I think there's a lot of people who are troubled by that.
They should be, because if you speak out against anything the government, this is authoritarianism. This is George Orwell's 1984. 2 + 2 = 5. The government says so. And if you not only repeat that lie, but you've got to believe that lie, or we're going to destroy you. We're going to send people from the Ministry of Love, they called it, to torture you into accepting the government's falsehood. If we're not, and the reason we have a First Amendment, the Supreme Court has said, look, even false statements are protected under the First Amendment, because the best way to respond to false statements is by putting out true statements. But if you let the government start deciding what's going to qualify as truth and fact and falsity, and then shut down, this is the same issue about the social media platform censoring speech that they decided was misinformation.
All right.
Or the government.
I gotta go. I appreciate you coming on. And are you? I guess you're going to appeal this, right?
Of course. Okay. It will be a thorough repudiation. Okay. By the way, if anybody wants to help, givesendgo.com/Eastman is where I post updates, but it's also my Legal Defense Fund page.
All right, John Eastman. Talk to you again soon.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. They got Dodgers are winning 7-1. So the other stories involving the Dodgers is activist groups want the Dodgers to chip in on reparations to pay off the families who were moved out to build Dodger Stadium 60-plus years ago. They also did a big piece in the Orange County Register on Matthew Bowyer. He's one of these gambling goons. This guy, because, you know, he was the mystery man in this gambling scandal. He got the $450,000 of Ohtani's money, supposedly to somehow cover the bets of the interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. And Orange County Register is reporting that he's 49 years old, and he has lost almost $500,000 to two Las Vegas casinos, and that's listed in a 2011 bankruptcy. He's been a bookie, a commodities trader, owner of a failed pest control business, and operator of a Brazilian jiu-jitsu studio. So he's in all these oddball, dubious industries. A commodities trader. That's exactly like gambling. And he's got the bookmaking operation in San Juan Capistrano. And he met Mizuhara in 2021 through a mutual friend. They're in a hotel lobby after a San Diego Padres game. Mizuhara was placing a bet on his cell phone with another bookie. And the friend overheard Mizuhara placing the bet and went over to Bowyer and said, "This is the guy you need to be betting with." And so Mizuhara was introduced to Bowyer. There's also a report that they might have met at a San Diego poker game. And Mizuhara started betting on soccer, basketball, football, never baseball. And he paid his losses. But Bowyer never spoke with Otani. But he didn't mind if other people thought that he was taking bets for Otani. When Bowyer heard Otani's name was on one of the wire transfers, he would boast about it because he thought it would bring him more business. He would tell other gamblers, I'm Otani's guy. In 2011, Bowyer filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. At the time, get this, he was a divorced father of four, earning $65,000 working for a trading company. His gambling losses were $425,000 over the 2 years to the Cosmopolitan and Aria casinos. And he'd also taken in $500,000 in loans from three people, two of them real estate agents in Orange County. He had $2 million in liabilities between the loans and the gambling losses. And he only had $879,000 in assets, mostly a home in Aliso Viejo. He's also connected to an investigation into Wayne Nix, a minor league pitcher, former, and a bookmaker, whose clients included Yasiel Puig.
Yasiel Puig was betting with him, and he got in a whole bunch of trouble. He committed perjury, I believe.
Yeah, Nix pleaded guilty to conspiracy to operate an illegal sports gambling business. And there's been another dozen indictments in that case. Bowyer had a lot of trouble with casinos. He was given a $1.2 million credit line by the Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut after his bankruptcy, but he never paid back that line of credit. He got sued in tribal court, and the tribe is still trying to collect the debt in Orange County court. He's been banned by some Las Vegas casinos, and now he's unwelcome at all the casinos. However, he is writing an autobiography. Now, that's a guy with a sickness. His brain is diseased. Good Lord. More coming up.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about frequently lately, too, is these road diets that they want to bring in all over L.A. and all over California. I should expand that. It's really all over the nation. These anti-car advocates are trying to squeeze all the traffic off the roadways. Nobody should be driving in a car. And when you have these progressive crusades, there is the reason they give publicly, and usually it's an emotional one, right? And then there's the real reason that they only occasionally refer to. But it's that second reason is what drives them. And in this case, it's about road diets, eliminating car lanes in favor of bike lanes or bus lanes. We were just talking yesterday. The idiots at the Burbank City Council want to turn 2 miles of Olive Avenue into one lane only in each direction for a ridiculous bus lane. There aren't that many buses, and there's not many people who take the buses. And so they want to cut the lanage by 50%, which would just be a catastrophe for traffic, right? Just awful. But they're fanatics. And, of course, you know, they held a public meeting. I think it was Tuesday night. But, you know, most people don't know there's going to be a public meeting. It's not well publicized. And most people work and have families, and they can't go. So you have these anti-car fanatics who do go and try to influence the debate. And CBS News, and I'm going to start playing this, but I have a feeling this is going to be one I'm going to want to stop frequently and analyze along the way. This Vision Zero idea, Garcetti pushed this 9 years ago, and then he shelved it because there was so much blowback. It was about, remember, he brought road diets to Playa del Rey, and everybody hated him, and everyone screamed, and then he just stopped with the Vision Zero nonsense. This is an idea that came from Sweden. There is this weird obsession that progressive legislators have with Swedish and Norway laws that restrict people's freedom. And a lot of these ideas don't work, at least they don't work in our culture. You know, Sweden and Norway are very lightly populated countries, one culture, one ethnicity for the most part. And you can't compare it to a city like Los Angeles. But beyond that, it's about controlling what we do. They don't like that we drive. They don't like that we have suburban homes that we drive to. They don't like that we have lawns and pools. They don't like our cars. They want us to live their way. They want us to live in their 15-minute city. where our home, our work, and our recreation is all within a 15-minute walk. And we live in small little condos in towers. And all our shopping and restaurants are down below. And our workspace is either at home or in an office down the road. Now, the public reason is we have to save lives. There's people dying. And even though they implemented Vision Zero in many cities, the traffic deaths have gone up. And I told you, the reason the traffic deaths go up in L.A. is there's more homeless people, drug addicts, crazy people stumbling around in the streets. That's why they go up. And if you look at the map, you'll see the little blue dots where people have been run over. It's in bad neighborhoods. It's where there's a lot of homeless people, where there's a lot of drug addicts, and where the non-drug addicts and the non-mental patients are engaging in road races and street takeovers and that kind of nonsense. So anyway, let's play this clip because it's going to start out with an emotional story about a five-year-old girl killed by a driver. And, of course, it leads into justification for Vision Zero and the street modification. So let's start playing. This is CBS News' Stephen Stock.
She could find the silliness and the fun and the joy in so much.
The singing and joy ended. The moment a driver blew through this four-way stop, running over little five-year-old Allie Hart as she walked her bicycle in front of her dad.
So the last thing I said to her was, I missed you while you were at school today. And she said, I missed you too, Mommy. And that was it. That was the end of life as we knew it.
Okay, stop it there. And I understand this is a terrible tragedy. But you don't take isolated tragedies and make policies that restrict the flow of everybody else in the city. If you have a little girl run over at a stop sign, what was the cause of the crash? The cause was a guy blowing through the stop sign. We put up a stop sign. We have a law that says you must stop at the stop sign, or you know, you can get points on your license, you get fined, you've committed, you know, some kind of violation. That's on the books. Now, I don't know how taking lanes away from everybody in a city is going to save that girl if there is some idiot that flies through the stop sign. You could put up a traffic light, but then you have idiots who fly through traffic lights. And this is what I resent, because there's this group, Families for Safe Streets. They're trying to end traffic violence. It's not traffic violence. It's crazy people in our society. They exist. They try. Look at that. Look at Rebecca Grossman. Okay. She was a bag of emotional problems. She's drinking all day. She's taking Valiums, and she's street racing her boyfriend. And she's a 60-year-old wealthy woman. That's a crazy person. There's no amount of laws or restrictions that you can implement to keep Rebecca Grossman from not, it's already against the law to drive drunk. It's against the law to drive under the influence. It already is. There's already laws about allowing people to walk through crosswalks, stop at stop signs, stop at lights. There already is. But you see how they do a bait and switch? They want to take away, you know, traffic lanes, slow down traffic. Well, that doesn't address crazy people. That doesn't address all the homeless people that stumble into the street and get run over in the dark. And I really, really makes me crazy how they take isolated tragedies and say, okay, that's it. All right. Well, we're going to be taking away lanes now. You can't make the world perfect to a run over in Westlake entirely fought Rebecca Grossman. It's individual drivers that cause these accidents. It doesn't mean you have to shrink all the boulevards from three lanes to two lanes and everything from two lanes to one lane and then say, oh, take a bike, take a bus. You know damn well we're not taking bikes and buses. That's never going to happen. All right, it makes me crazy. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Our friends over at the Center for Immigration Studies have released a new report on the massive amount of illegal immigration that's happened in the last few years. You're not going to believe these numbers. There are now 13.7 million illegal immigrants living in America. 13.7 million. And 3.7 million came since Biden took office. The total foreign-born population, legal and illegal, hit a new record of 51 million in February. That's up by 6.5 million under Biden. The study also found that the population of foreign-born living in America is increasing by 172,000 a month. Under Trump, it was 42,000. Under Obama, 68,000. Now it's 172,000. Where the hell are you going to put all these people? What are they going to do? How are they going to be paid for? The foreign-born population is now 15% of the U.S. population. 15%. Oh, that's a new record. The foreign-born share of the U.S. population has tripled since 1970, doubled since 1990. And up 40% just since the year 2000. And there's a migrant caravan of 2,000 more people, which is headed for the El Paso border area from Chiapas, Mexico. It's organized by Mexican activists in Chiapas. Because they don't want the migrants to be taken advantage of by the criminals, the drug cartel, or by the Mexican law enforcement. That is unbelievable. Can you imagine that? We've taken in almost 4 million. 4 million since Biden took office. And he's blaming Trump for it. That's what's shocking. He actually is. All right, Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey now. Phil Hendry's coming in. You remember Phil Hendry. You know Phil Hendry. Did you work here when he worked here?
Years and years.
Oh man, he's the best.
I could not stop when I was listening to Phil Hendry's show. It's a show you had to sit around during the commercial break, especially when he got like a really crazy caller on.
Yeah,
he's great, man.
Yeah, no, that's really really funny show. He's got the funniest things I ever heard.
Yeah, it really is, and he's got a great documentary that's out. So he's going to be on at 5 o'clock. Crozier produced his show.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, Crozier was there for 35 years, something like that. So he's coming on 5 o'clock. So you got to do something between now and five. I get it. Look, I'll barely be here myself, but at 5 o'clock he's coming on. And then Dean Sharp at 6:20, and the Dodgers home opener was today. You usually hit the home opener.
Me?
Yeah. Don't you?
No, actually, I've never gone to one.
Oh, I thought you always went to home opener. You and Ken.
No.
Or sometimes you go to businessmen specials.
When our show started at 3 o'clock, we could go to a ball game. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Okay. We could go for a couple hours.
Okay. But look, now you can go to the 7 o'clock games and there's more of those
That is true.
There's more of those than there are day games.
It was tough.
I did you a favor. I'm getting no thanks for it at all. So the Dodgers won today. If you're listening and you taped it, you don't want to know the score. Tough ass. 7-1.
That's 7-1.
7-1. Dodgers win, and they beat the South Iowan Cardinals. We asked Stefush, our board up.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's like the anti-Vin Scully. Right? He's like, if you had Vin Scully in a different world, he'd be the anti-Vin Scully. So he said, hey, Dodgers playing the Cardinals tomorrow. Where do you think the Cardinals are from? And he said, Wisconsin. I said, no, a little bit south of that. And he goes, Iowa. I go, yeah, north or south? He goes, south. Yeah, South Iowan
South
Cardinals.
South Iowa Cardinals, yeah.
The South Iowan Cardinals. Big dog.
He has no curiosity, huh?
I don't know. You know, there's some people that just don't pick up sports. But look, John, you and I have discussed this off the air. How many hours and how much money and how many heartbreaks have we had because we like these stupid teams?
It's really irrational.
It really is, isn't it? I mean, to sit there, and Mark Thompson's on today. He just walked in. Nice to see you, buddy. And you're the same way. Mark Thompson is the same way. How many times have we, you know, you've blown a World Series, you know, with the Mets or, you know, the Jets or whoever.
It's something embedded in human nature to be part of a tribe.
It's certainly true.
Have something to root for.
I was a diehard Kings fan growing up. My first game was 1969, 1970. I was only 7 or 8 years old. And I went through 40 years of S every year. You know, they're never going to win a Stanley Cup. They're not even going to get close. And then 2012, 2014, they win two. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, it changes your life.
I think that you have to suffer the way Conway was just talking about in order to be entitled
to the real
celebration.
That's why I rooted for the Las Vegas Knights to win the Stanley Cup early so they never had that feeling. Now they're never going to have a feeling of 40 years of crap and then win a Stanley Cup. It's a curse that they won it.
The euphoria that you had.
It's the worst thing that happened to you is you win that Stanley Cup the first or second year into your fanhood or whatever it is.
All right, Conway.
Ding dong with you. Thompson. John Colbelt, everybody.
We got Crozier live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
From the KFI 24-hour newsroom, two men have been arrested in connection with the murder of a man who was eating at LA Live.
Barrett Morris was eating dinner alone at the counter of Fixin' Soul Kitchen last November when a man walked in and shot him dead. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon and the LAPD say months later, arrests have been made.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.